Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Institute for Personal Development, where total consciousness is the new frontier. Kriya Yoga is the union of the individual with the divine. Join us as we explore the practices that initiate this process.
Good morning. Welcome to the Voice of Yoga. Let's Talk Consciousness. I am your hostess, Lisa Winton, and with me is Kenny Toy, also known as Swami Jayananda, founder of the Institute for Personal Development, located here in Hampton, New Hampshire. So good morning, Swami. Thank you for being here today. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good today. How about you?
I'm doing great today, thanks. And I want to thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Today on The Voice of Yoga, we'll be talking about the well-known phenomenon of the placebo effect and the less-known aspect of the nocebo. We will discuss the power of the subconscious mind and the role of suggestion, how and what we think is creating our reality. Listen as Swami will explain the difference between positive and negative thought patterns. What isn't conscious is unconscious or karmic, but we are making the movie. Welcome to the Voice of Yoga. We are talking consciousness. Join the Kriya Yoga Spiritual Advance. Get the light in your soul and become aware of your potential. So, Swami, let's begin. Let's first start off and explain nocebo and placebo. So what do we need to know about the nocebo?
Well, the nocebo is Latin for I shall harm and displays the negative aspect of intention. And placebo is Latin for I shall please, and therefore it would display the positive aspect of an intention.
So when we're talking about our thoughts creating our reality, how does that come into play? What do we need to know about?
Well, see, the way that it works is thought is an energy and it's capable of producing effects, but it's also measurable based on the amount of strength that it is emitted with. So the whole thing of belief is what gives thought strength. So strong beliefs give thoughts the power of intention.
So is that kind of like thought of that saying, I think, therefore I am? Is that kind of like along the same idea?
Well, I think it's more along the concept of the miracle in the Bible. You know, I think, therefore I am, is really a way of understanding that thought is your number one life-sustaining force. That because we think is how we generate or move the life force. Energy follows mind. So this concept of prana, this concept of the life force, is moved by the movement of the mind. So it's your number one life-sustaining force. That's why in Kriya Yoga we use a thing called pranayama, which is control of prana. And one of the things that we recognize is that there is a direct relationship between your number one life-sustaining force, thought, and your number two life-sustaining force, breath. That the duration of a breath equals the duration of a thought. So by controlling our breathing, we can control our rate of thinking. But it doesn't control the content of our thought. That how we think is what we become. So the images or whatever thought patterns we have in the mind, whether it be conscious, unconscious, or karmic, is oftentimes going to be what it is that we're going to manifest. And of course, it's the interplay between your beliefs and your thoughts where we are actually creating reality.
When I think of the word placebo, as I'm sure many people do, I think of ways, or let's just take medications, for example, how it can trick the body or even trick the mind, so to speak. I remember watching this episode of MASH once, and all these soldiers were in a lot of pain in their hospital, and they had run out of morphine, for example, in this one particular episode, and all the soldiers knew it, and so they're all like in this ungodly pain and things like that. And so Hawkeye decides he's going to trick the soldiers, and he gave them all sugar pills and said he gave them something else that they had, telling them that it was morphine, and they all miraculously felt better. So it seems to me that it's really possible to trick the mind, which therefore tricks the body.
Well, I mean, we're not just talking about a TV show. I mean, there's a 37.5% placebo effect when they do double-blind studies in the medical community today, that the power of the mind is really limitless. And so oftentimes if you start to understand, like, if you think something is going to do something, then of course it will produce whatever it is that you think it's going to be, whether it be positive or negative. Mm-hmm. And of course, everything that we try and do in Kriya Yoga is that we try and gain more and more control so that the jurisdiction of the conscious mind becomes more predominant as opposed to the subconscious, so that you can actually cultivate your beliefs or borrow beliefs and then use that energy to emit a thought that will have the power of intention. But coming back to the whole MASH thing, it's more like the whole concept of the miracle in the Bible, you know, that Jesus says to us, it's not what I'm doing here, it's your belief that actually enables you to create this desired state. It's a very important observation that you want to make, that belief is what gives thought the power of intention.
So it's really not the fact that it's a placebo, and that in that MASH example, you know, they all thought they were getting this drug that would help them become pain-free. It was their belief that they were taking this drug, that it wasn't the fact that it was a physical thing. They all had this belief that they were going to, you know, feel better.
Exactly, and that's how everything works. And so a big part of gaining control of how we create our reality is really, the first order of business is that you want to try and cultivate your own beliefs and have that sense of confidence about whatever it is that you are trying to manifest. And then, of course, being able to shape your thoughts in a way that you're asking for whatever it is the desired outcome is, mm-hmm. that the language that the universe speaks is not necessarily English, and the universe doesn't understand the negative. So a big part of shaping your imagery in a positive form so that you emit the thought in a way that it can be translated into the positive effect.
And I think a lot of us probably find that really being the most challenging part is how we think and what we say, what we're looking for, what we're asking for. We may be asking for what we want, but we're not asking for it in the right way. So using visualization, and I think we had talked about this in previous shows about using pictures, you know, in your mind can be a decent way to get what you want.
Yeah, and then I think the other thing that's important to understand is this whole concept of collective consciousness, that, see, thoughts are measured in phase and amplitude, But thoughts that are in phase exponentially increase the amplitude. So that oftentimes when we align ourselves with an image that would be in conflict to the collective consensus, it could be met with a tremendous amount of resistance. And so being able to develop strong beliefs in that case is really important. Whereas if you are looking to go along with the collective consensus, all you really have to do is align your thought to be in phase with the collective consensus, produce the desired outcome.
Is that part of what's going on with our whole Western medical model, where we have like so many people that are, you know, employed and embroiled in the medical field, and it's kind of like they have their own collective consciousness. But then take, you know, yogis, take you for example, and that is not your belief system. So then you have to try to find another collective that believes the same thing that you do. You know, no medications for your body, and believe in what you're doing.
Yeah, it's definitely not a level playing field. It's almost like hitting a wall in some respects. But understanding, you know, just how clever, say for example, the pharmaceutical industry really is, one of the things I really always try and look at is when I see a pharmaceutical commercial on TV, you know, the first thing I notice is how they implement the suggestion of a symptom. You know, do you have? And then, of course, they have, you know, this pill or whatever it is to offer you a solution to it. But the power of suggestion is an important thing to understand and to utilize, because it gives the image the benefit of your subconscious when it kind of gets internalized. And the subconscious has a tremendous amount of unconscious power in order to affect changes, whether they be good or bad.
Yeah, just thinking about one of those commercials, and it's, you know, they give you these list of symptoms and ask your doctor about such and such, and then they go and then they talk about, well, here are the possible all the side effects. And then you're thinking, why would I want any of those side effects? It's just like, I don't know if that the pill is going to be the cure or even more harm. Then you got to take pills for the symptoms that they create. I think it's just that crazy, vicious cycle.
Well, yeah, it can be. And that's one of the reasons why I try and stay away from it. And, you know, I'd much rather make spring water my cure and create the suggestion that, or the image that what I'm doing will have the power to affect the change that I'm trying to create, so that I can try and get the momentum of a strong belief and then also the power of the subconscious in order to give that thought the push in order to affect the desired outcome or the change that you're trying to produce.
So the first thing that I think you're saying we have to do is we have to have the thought of something that we're doing that's going to be beneficial for us. And then, like you said earlier, you have to emit that thought with this power of intention, which kind of turns into a belief, and that's what makes it powerful.
Yeah, because again, how we think is what we become. Thought is an energy capable of producing effects, but it's measurable based on the amount of strength you emit it with. And then, of course, you know, there's so many different variables in the whole concept that you really, you can't just neglect any one of them, that you actually want to be able to have all your ducks in order and your bases covered.
I agree. Well, listeners, we're going to pause to hear a word from our sponsors, so we will be back with you in a few moments.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudashyate.
If you are looking for a samadhi-based experience, IPD Kriya Yoga has the goods, a complete yoga program that includes the practices and the process. Kriya Yoga Theory 1 live classes and videos. Get your arms around the spiritual science of Kriya Yoga.
You know, the intention of why we practice is to embody the spirit, you know, to feel connected to the life force.
Kriya Yoga Asana live classes and videos, a cosmically engineered system of exercises to initiate apotheosis. A system of exercises engineered for dining and dancing at the cosmic ballroom. Kriya Yoga Theory 2 live classes and videos, a practice in open form designed to facilitate positive growth of consciousness. Get your labyrinth video.
I find the positive side of it is a lot of things together.
Kriya Yoga mantra and meditation. With repetition comes absorption. Pray on prana and become divine.
At the same time, we all have a unique talent and gift to give back to the universe.
Private session. The mysteries of the universe have always been handed down verbally from teacher to student. Call or click now and get started. 603-929-0303 or www.ipdtransform.com. Namaste.
And welcome back. For those of you just joining us, you're listening to The Voice of Yoga, and we are talking consciousness. So at this time, what I'd like to do is open up the phone line and see if anybody has any questions for Swami about our topic of discussion today, the placebo and the nocebo effect. So if you have any questions, go ahead and you can ask them at this time. So Swami, I have a question for you, and we're talking about the power of the mind and the placebo effect. And what I was thinking during the break is about mental discipline. So, do you think it takes a certain amount of mental discipline to be able to emit these thoughts that we're talking about to get the effects that we're looking for, to be able to give ourselves this, our own placebo effect?
Yeah, I think willpower, you know, is an important factor in, again, trying to create some sort of formula in how to create your reality so that it's not just outside your field of awareness, things that are somehow happening to you, that you really start to understand how we're creating our reality. And one of the things that we talked about a little bit earlier was that thoughts are measured in phase and amplitude. And so the big factor here is that thoughts that are in phase exponentially increase the amplitude. And being able to utilize that dynamic, you know, because that's the 100 monkey theory right there, that, you know, if you can get enough people growing psychologically and spiritually, that it will actually have the ability to affect critical mass, that it will impact the collective consensus. And then from that position, it will actually make it easier for everybody else to do. So with regard to discipline and willpower and conscious effort, they are really important things that you develop. And that's why Kriya Yoga is a path of action, it's a path of knowledge, it's a path of devotion. That's why it's presented in 8 essential stages. Because all of these things are covered, that you have to develop your conscious mind. You have to be able to separate the conscious mind from the pattern of the body. And then, of course, you have to cultivate your mental functions, intelligence, so that you're using perception, reason, memory, intuition. And as you start to become more and more proficient in that discipline, then of course, you know, the yoga part is also critical, because that's where your belief should come from. That if you can establish your sense of well-being based on your number one need, the availability of this life force, then you're less susceptible to the changes that take place when you're using something that is dualistic.
We were having this conversation after the mantra class yesterday, and kind of reminded me of that when you were saying we have to, you know, build the power of the mind or strengthen the mind, and we were talking about how when we put people in this place of authority, so I'm going to have to pick on the medical world again, like a doctor, for example, and they tell you something. And what was interesting is somebody gave us this example that, you know, if you're given, you know, 6 months to live, and from a doctor telling you that, then lo and behold, that's it, you've got 6 months. But it can be so much more powerful when we don't give somebody that kind of power, that somebody or that kind of authority over us. So we kind of have to have this sense of mental discipline for ourselves.
Yeah, but I think having a better understanding of how things are working, that those suggestions, how you can internalize them, and also there are a lot of people today, you know, that are given, you know, 3 months, like one of the women at the Lyme Laser Center. You know, here it is 3 years later, she was given 3 months to live. There are a lot of people that overcome that, and sometimes that becomes a real catalyst, because some people are motivated by that kind of negative reinforcement, I'll show you type of an attitude. Other people are more compliant with it. And a lot of it depends on the type of person you are. Because sometimes the best thing a doctor could tell you is you only have 3 months to live. And that could actually spark somebody's their desire to prove you wrong kind of thing. And the next thing you know, here it is 3 years later, and they're still going strong.
Yeah, it is amazing what motivates people to take action, I guess, and to find that one system that will help you. And with this woman that you were talking about, I wonder if she's just finally came to realization that she has to believe in this program to work for her, because she had tried everything else. She tried the drugs. She tried all these other things, and now partaking in this program, and she's getting really good results and is still partaking in that. So I wonder, in her case, you know, where she has this strong mental discipline to be able to overcome what was said to her, but she must also have had this really strong belief that this program is going to work for her. So for her, it's her placebo.
Yeah, exactly. And more and more, the thing that most of us, why we go to a doctor, really, is we're looking for permission to do something we don't necessarily believe that we can without that external reinforcement. And that's one of the things that I was saying is that strong beliefs can be developed or borrowed. And so sometimes just even knowing that all I'm looking for is permission to heal myself can actually assist you in being able to start to generate this momentum to affect the desired outcome. Now, the other thing that's really critical is you not only have to emit the thought with strength, but the thought also has to have you have to be asking for what you want. You know, there's an old joke about, I don't know, three guys stuck on an island, and all of a sudden this bottle comes up on shore, and a genie pops out and says, "I'll grant each of you one wish." So the first one's like, "I wish I was home with my family." Poof, he was gone. Second one, "I wish I was home with my family." Poof, he was gone. The third one says, "Wow, it sure is lonely with those two guys gone. I wish they were back here." And so, again, you know, asking for what we want, you know, I mean, having this sense of prescience or intuition to take consideration for consequences. Because some of us are really kind of short-sighted and don't understand the way that we're asking for things, we're actually producing an undesired state.
You had talked about that before, right? How we ask for things, that the universe doesn't necessarily understand English. We have to ask what we want in a certain way. And I had mentioned that visualizing in pictures might be a good way to do that. Is there other methods that work well for you?
Well, that's primarily what I do is positive images. You know, I try and think in terms of pictures. And again, you know, working with your beliefs is really helpful. And having those things in order so that you can start to emit your thoughts with the power of intention.
So that has to be something that I think the more we practice that, then the better that we get with it. Because I mentioned earlier that I think that's a challenge for a lot of people is how to visualize the one thing, and then the other is how to really ask for what you want in such a way where the universe understands and can provide it for you.
Right. And then, of course, believing that you're good enough to get what it is that you're asking for. Really important part.
And I think that's probably more important than we even realize, is that people don't give them the permission, like you had said earlier, don't give themselves the permission to get better, or don't give themselves the permission to find that job that they're looking for, or whatever it might be, relationship, I mean, fill in the blank. And I think you're right, I think that's absolutely important, is I am good enough. I am, the universe loves me, and it will give me whatever I want.
Yeah, and that's where I think the Kriya Yoga is what really helps you when you're accustomed to using what you need to produce the feeling that you're happy is pivotal.
Well, it's about that time. We do have to start closing down our program, so thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Visit our website. You can follow Swami on Pinterest and Twitter and, of course, on Facebook. Once there, you can post comments and questions about the shows or any other shows you may want us to consider. And be sure to tune in next week. We'll talk about faith and belief. Any final thoughts or comments about our discussion this week?
No, but I would like to wish everybody a good day and not to take any nocebos. And work with the placebo effect, because it's an incredible springboard. And with that, I wish everybody a good day. Namaste.
And thank you for listening to our program, The Voice of Yoga. This is Lisa Winton along with Swami Jayananda signing off. Have a wonderful Kriya Yoga kind of day. Namaste.